Proclamation number 0394 of 2nd of May, 1938. World life. Faith. Love of God. It comes, as the Lord determines. As long as man remains in inactivity, his soul will not be able to form. It cannot get rid of its fetters and remains what it was at the beginning of its embodiment on earth. A being that has not felt the benefit of the light on itself. In itself, world life is little value and yet is regarded as the main thing in life, and a struggle for this worldly life keeps the soul more and more from going through the spiritual school. And so the soul can also never speak of progress, if it does not express itself in such a way that it becomes ever lighter in the soul. Then the splendor of the world fades before this light, and man has overcome as soon as he has rescued himself from the fetters of the world, and has made his way through to an unshakable faith and can now accomplish a reshaping of the whole being. Again and again the evil forces will try to bring about an apostasy. But man must be strong in faith and to ask the Lord for help. Then the soul will be redeemed through the Savior's great love, which is expressed everywhere where the earthly child does not turn away from the Word of God and where it confesses itself to the Father in all simplicity of heart as a child. The love of the Lord is immeasurable. It reaches into infinite expanses. It grasps innumerable beings and delights those who are deeply devoted to the Savior. Thus the love of the Divine Father recruits incessantly among its earthly children. No human understands this for as long as he still stays on earth, as the grace of God is acquired directly through love and this then again brings the people on the right track. How out of this love also a submission to God's will develops and how salutary the words of the Lord are, which the willing child may then receive. All this must give man a strength that lets him go further and further and safely on the way to his eternal home. Amen.